Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. Overseas Minister Annick Girardin is on her final day in Mayotte to continue talks with local union representatives to find a solution to the major social issues there, problems which initiated the unrest which is now into its fourth week. The situation remains tense. This afternoon, thousands of protesters are filling the streets of Mamoudzou, the largest commune on the island. A cross-union delegation has submitted a 50-point plan to Girardin, which includes proposals for increased financial aid, better overall security, and even to downsizing schools. Philippe Martinez, the leader of the CGT, is meeting with Edouard Philippe at Matignon today with counter-proposals to the reforms the Prime Minister is planning on making to the SNCF. The government will start implementing ordinances tomorrow to begin modernizing the railway sector. A legal first in France today sees a class action being brought against the estate agents Foncia. The L'Union Française des Consommateurs has accused the company, which also manages rental properties, of incorrectly charging tenants for a period of over 5 years. Some 320,000 tenants may be involved. The outcome could mean damages totaling €44 million. Employees from the Carrefour Group have called for a general strike on March the 31st. Their major union, the Force Ouvrière, wants to highlight the thousands of job cuts the company has recently made. The strike will affect all Carrefour shops, from small convenience stores to hypermarkets. 8 left-wing extremists are in court today for the sabotaging of SNCF railway lines back in 2008. Julien Coupa and his fellow defendants were initially arrested for terrorism, but a court judgment downgraded their actions to criminal damage. The trial is due to last for 2 weeks. 1 year after the introduction of unbranded cigarettes, the French Monitoring Centre for Drugs and Drug Addictions has concluded that there has been little impact on sales of cigarettes, reporting a drop of a mere 0.7%. BAC students have until 6 o'clock this evening to finalise their university choices using the new Parcoursup system, which recently replaced the Admission Post-BAC. They are allowed to choose 10 different establishments. And finally, France has won another 3 medals at the Paralympic Games in Pyeongchang. A first gold medal for Benjamin Davier in the 12.5-kilometre biathlon, giving him his 3rd medal in these games. Frédéric François won silver in the sitting super combined category, and a silver medal also for Arthur Bauchet in the super combined. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.